fun. People, we're going to do a Steve Stills song that we were just working out today.
Jeff, it sounds like, I mean, I know we play old music like from the 20s and 30s and 40s, but it sounds like we're getting nostalgic from things in your lifetime at this point.
I think the 70s are actually pretty old at this point, but, you know, I actually was a kid, I was in Boston, and I remember hearing this show. They used to do lots of live radio back on WMMR, a good Boston station at the time. I'm not sure what it's like these days, but anyway, it was kind of fun. This Bonnie Raitt, back when she was in her prime, kind of slugging out a nice version of
smoking voice and amazing player, too.
Yeah, really nice stuff from that period. So that just because I wanted to play it. Right before that was next best thing to Tortoise in some ways. It was Papa M, Dave Pejo's band. And this one was actually from the Fox Theater a couple years ago. And it was kind of fun because he just started playing this Turn, Turn, Turn the Bird song. And it went on and it was great. So thought I'd play that for you.
Well, that was a folk song before the Birds even rocked it out. I think Pete Seeger used to sing that or something.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
It's been around. Yeah. So, good
is that
time.
The one that's from Leviticus? Or is it like biblical?
Oh, yeah, the lyrics and everything are cheeseball at this point. Yeah.
Jeff condemns the Bible as cheeseball on Route 78 West.
Like I said, you're dressed in black. It's kind of scary. Anyway, we started with Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues and just going out for no reason whatsoever.
Why not?
Wanted to play it.
Well, you know, we did that Bonnie Raitt, and we've got a lot of great women vocalists that we should probably play, and maybe we should just do a set of that.
You know, it sounds like a plan, actually. I think we've got a couple things up our sleeve. I wanted to start this out with kind of want to play every fall just because it's this time of year, and with the snows last week and all the stuff where I live anyway, it's pretty much, you know, the fall is over already. But still a little bit of yellow.
Are
and
you-
crazy. Look at those trees. They're exploding with slow motion pink salmon fireworks all over the place.
We had a foot of snow and most of those leaves.
Oh, well, you live
off
up in the mountains. It's still nice here in Boulder. Took a nice drive this weekend, went and saw some aspens. It's still pretty.
Well, every time I see some ducks on the pond and all that kind of stuff, this song comes to mind this time of year. Here's Joni Mitchell with a rare B-side, Urge for Going. This is one of those ones, I don't know why she's never put this out, but here it is for your listening pleasure on Radio 1190, Route 78 West, KVCU, Boulder.
Get the urge for going when the meadow grass
There were two sisters of County Clare. Oh, the wind and the rain. One was dark and the other was fair. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And they both had a love of the miller's son. Oh, the wind and the rain. But he was fond of the fairer one. Wind and rain. So she pushed her into the river to drown. Oh, the wind and the rain. And watched her as she floated down. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And she floated till she came to the miller's pond. Oh, the wind and the rain. Dead on the water like a golden swan. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And she came to rest on the river's side. Oh, the wind and the rain. And her bones are washed by the rolling tide. Oh, dreadful wind and rain. Then along the road came a fiddler fair. Oh, the wind and the rain. And found her bones just a-lying there. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. So he made a fiddle peg of her long finger bone. Oh, the wind and the rain. He made a fiddle peg of her long finger bone. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he strung his fiddle bow with her long yellow hair. Oh, the wind and the rain. He strung his fiddle bow with her long yellow hair. Cried, oh, dreadful wind and rain. And he made a fiddle fiddle of her breastbone. Oh, the wind and the rain. He made a fiddle fiddle of her breastbone. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain. But the only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the wind and the rain. The only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
You won't believe what I just found out. She's getting married, oh, the fifth time round. Leaning on my favorite side, and I wondered where you were and realized something's painted in the snow that you'd like. Finally, I'm going, oh, say. Wanna tell you something. We last for long where we've sometimes gone astray. But I can't care for nothing, no way. And I hope again to live this life, just to see you again before I die. Yes, I hope again to live this life, to see you once.
If you're tuning around and twirling your radio knobs going, where's that honky-tonk show that usually has all that stuff about hard drinking and broken hearts? Well, this is the same show, but we decided to go down a little autumnal folk dirt road today. I think it's something in the weather. Yeah, but we got real folky today.
It was kind of pastoral there, actually. Downright pastoral. But,
indeed.
You know, it's kind of one of those things. So hopefully some of you guys eating your Cheerios this morning are enjoying this stuff. And if not, just trust us. We'll get back on track. One of the good things about Route 78 West is we kind of go wherever we want to go. And sometimes, you know, listeners can sway us, give us a call, tell us not to play something. And, you know, we'll listen to you maybe. But sometimes we also just want to do something different. So That's what's going on anyway, and that was a long set of female vocalists, except for in the last aspect, and we'll get to that. But start us out with the pretty nice old B-side of Joni Mitchell, Urge for Going, one of those ones, the Warriors of Winter and all that jazz. And down here in Boulder, it was only rain, so you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but up high in the high country, it's definitely there. So follow that up with Gillian Welch, Wind and Rain. That's coming off a comp with some other stuff. It's always been a nice version of that.
It seems like the refrain from that comes from the lyrics that pop up in William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. So that's really an old hit making the rounds.
Wax cylinders be damned. All right, and then you had Emiliana Torrini. I knew
Emiliana Torrini, yeah. Just thought that would work with the shifting seasons. The song was snow. It was
nice.
It was lovely,
yeah,
and wandering and nice for a mellow autumn morning, I thought.
And we threw in a little bit of one that, yeah, it's a mixed bag for this place. These guys were about ready to crucify me, but Josephine Foster.
Jay was about ready to pull his beard out.
I got to say, I really still like this disc, and last time we played this track, did get some good calls. It's called Hazel Eyes, I Will Lead You is the disc, and it's Josephine Foster again, and that was There Are Eyes Above was the track, and I think it's beautiful. We were kind of talking behind the scenes here.
It's bizarre, that's for sure. It's different. We'll just leave it at different.
There is an element of Glenn of the Good Witch and Wizard of Oz kind of sounding
so,
stuff.
Glenn of the Good Witch, yeah.
You know, that's the way it works around here. Follow that up with
only
a real...
with less melody. At least that had the benefit of some great songwriting. I think she's just kind of out there in space, but, you know, it fits the mood.
I live in the woods and the elves are there. All right, so anyway, I like that a lot, so tough. And Dragonflies was Javanna Banhart off the new Cripple Crow, and, you know, we was going to kind of tie this whole, you know, psych folky set together back with the little of the guy himself. Javanna Banhart has got a bunch of records out, and there's always some great songs, and there's a lot of songs on all of them, so sometimes you get kind of tired, but listening to 25, 35 of the same thing. But each of these records has got some gems on it. And he's coming to the Fox Theater, I think it's a 26, 28, something like that, of this month. And guarantees we're seeing. He's a Venezuelan, has both some songs in Spanish and some songs in English. Nice feeling in the playing, and some great songwriting. He sounds like Mark Bolan a little bit, which is actually pretty wild in my eyes. But we're going to play one here. It's When They Come. This is coming off of Cripple Crow, the new one. And then we're going to get back on track here on Route 78 West. But hopefully some of you are getting this here. So see ya.
They come from over the mountain. Yeah, we'll rise. We'll run right around them. We've got no guns. No, we don't have any weapons. Just a cold meal and the children. The dust cries. The dark. While we pay for mistakes with no meaning, all your gifts and all your peace is deceiving, and still I pay. Dissolves with believing. that peace comes, that peace comes, that peace comes, that peace comes. Oh. Just like stones pressed into the earth. Well, we ain't known by no one before us, and we begin with this one. That grows on, that grows on, that grows on, that grows on. Crippled crow, say something for our grieving. Where do we go once we start leaving? Well, close that wound. Oh, keep on bleeding and change your tune. It's got no meaning. Thank you.
Seven miles from town down a Rocky Branch Road. Sunday afternoon, my family would go and see the old folks. But when I was a little child, my mama's in the kitchen making sweet iced tea, fried chicken, cornbread, and black-eyed peas. She laid it on the table with a big smile. I can hear it all again, like the whisper of the wind in the top pines. Amazing grace, lost John, you are my sunshine. We lived pretty good in a funny world, though we didn't have silver or gold. Well, that's what the old man told me. Up went the sun, nodded to the field. Gotta break a sweat to make a good yield. And let the good Lord worry about the weather. Son, give me a hand with the rest of these chores. We'll drive down to the country store and get a cold drink. Little hard work will make it taste better. Laying in a hill of rain, falling soft on a summer afternoon. If I never have to go back to school again, it'll be too soon. Don't get in a hurry, no need to shout. Pay cash, do without. That's what the old man told me. Try my luck. Spent the night sleeping under the truck. My camping out down by the train track. I sold a load of melons and I heard a little blues. Got a guitar for my kid, I teach him how to use it. And my wife, a brand new Sunday hat. I hear it all again, like the whisper of the wind in the top pines. Sitting on a fence rail, listening to tales from the old time. Whatever you do, be a great old smile. Or do it right or don't do it at all. That's what the old man told me.
waves around.
All right, there you go. There's something I promise we do. Sound quality is not that great, but
it sounded positively cavernous. Jeff, what's up? You're usually much better at recording.
Yeah, that's a Sunbolt audience from the Boulder Theater, and I'll tell you, that was not really good sound there Tuesday night. That's one of those things. Sometimes, you know, that Boulder Theater sounds great. Usually.
No, they usually have very good sound, so there must have been a glitch, because it's a fabulous place to see a show. If you haven't seen a show at the Boulder Theater, go check it out. It's
anyway,
a gorgeous space.
It was fun to see Sunbolt, though. 32 songs. It's a lot of songs in, you know, hour 45 minutes. And the hits and all the new stuff as well. And they kind of plowed through all that stuff. But I thought we'd play something for your listening pleasure if you're there. It's Uncle Jeff's Field Audio Verite recording, I guess. It's I'm going to play you one more here at the end of the break. I think the best song from the set. And we'll tell you about that in a minute. So had a little segue there. Tying into that, real nice record. It's actually a solo record from the guy that used to front Blue Mountain, Kerry Hudson, called CD is Cool Breeze. And I picked that up when I was up in Portland, and that was what the old man told me. Yeah, the old man, Uncle Jeff. And anyway, it's always got that distinctive kind of southern swampy modal D and all that stuff.
Kind of a way to get some drums back in after our very, very mellow, lethargic set.
Yes.
Hopefully that woke you up.
Kerry Hudson again. So you can find that on, what is that on, Jay?
Black Dog.
Black Dog, yeah. That's the record label. And then right before that, a quick little instrumental. I forgot how good that thing really was. It's Richard Buckner. It's just Polly's Waltz. It's coming off Devotion and Doubt. Just a little instrumental segue there. And then started out with a nice one, Devander Banhart. Probably the best song on the record there, at least my eyes, When They Come. And I really like that, so hopefully some of you guys got that.
Yeah, and Devander Banhart's going to be playing at the Fox, and I'm not sure the exact date. What did you think it was? Approximately somewhere around the 28th, something like that?
You know, for guys that do a radio show, we could prepare. I think it's the 26th or 28th, but you can get it on the foxcedar.com, so you can find it.
You can also always find shows at radio1190.org, and you can also go on there to listen to the webcast, and also to find links to specialty shows and websites and things of that nature. And I'm looking for Devander Banhart and Harry Ferry with Bunny Brains. That's going to be an early show, Friday, October 28th. It's an all-ages show as well, so you can bring the kids. There you have it. And that's the official word.
I think that's one not to be missed. Actually, it'd be a lot of fun. And so I told you I'd play you another one here. And, you know, it is a job.
Another of those Sunvolts?
Yeah, another Sunvolt is a radio reporter and audio verite field technician. I run around.
Mr. Lomax?
Yeah.
Uncle Jeff Lomax?
Hey, I begged for the board. I cried and whined. They said, nah, can't do it. And so this is what you get. From what I talked to Farrar for a little while, and good guy, actually. He said they were working on a live record and going to be putting something out for real. So get a chance to hear that. And
sounds like they were working really hard on this tour, too.
Yeah, you know, I think they're kind of, you know, that road-weary kind of thing that happens to bands. You can't play the same songs every night. So there's only really a few that I thought they cut loose on. And the one we're going to play, one of my second favorite songs, I think, on the new record, which is a good record, by the way. That's definitely worth picking up. But here's a song, Medication. And at the end of this, in the show, you know, they kind of stopped and then they started a little modal jammy break, and that did it for me. That's the kind of stuff I like, seeing the bands kind of screw with stuff. So here it is, Living on Medication, and sound quality. Yeah, tough.
Live music.
It's
the
AM
Boulder
radio
Theater.
Anyway. Come on, you guys.
Live recorded from the Boulder Theater, Sunvolt here on Radio 1190's Route 78 West.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, folks, it's 11:54. That means we're just about out of time here for Route 78 West this week. Johnny Trash is coming up for his lunch hour of fabulous punk rock music, and that show's been winning lots and lots of converts since it started. About 6 weeks, is that all?
Yeah, I
a couple
it's
months,
like
maybe.
Like his eighth show.
Yeah, but it's a good one, so stay tuned for that.
Seasoned veteran that John is.
And of course, we'll be back with more, probably more honky tonk, western swing.
We'll do a hardcore show next week.
We'll do that. It's just, you know, I don't know. Something about the autumn weather, just coffee in the morning made us want to do a real mellow one. And I hope you enjoyed it. You can always find podcasts of previous shows as well as playlists if you found something you really liked and you wanted to know more about it at Route78West.com.
Well, some of you guys might be wondering what the hell they've been playing in the background. And
I was wondering that while we were talking. I'm going, are we playing elevator music? What the heck is happening back here?
We're about to start the Synthetic Seagulls here. This is Santo and Johnny.
And I usually love them so
much. La Canzone del Mare. It's a nice Italian record, mid-60s. I think we better just let it play. We're going to send you out of here with that.
We'll be back next week, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, same time from 10 to noon here on Radio 1190.
Unless the listener response is such that they don't want us back.
We'll be back anyway.
I'll tell you what, because we're talking on this, we're going to jump it back right before we get out of here so we can continue talking for 30 seconds. Then I want to play it because you got to hear all this stuff. Did want to backsell a little bit there. That sweet little number, Corcovado, is one of the bonus tracks on Gabor Szabo's Sorcerer CD. It's one you can find on Impulse. And Gabor Szabo is one of my favorite of the early gypsy kind of guitar type guys. And used to jam on popular songs and turn them into something else, and everything he touches actually sounded pretty good. But some of these older records of his are definitely worth tracking down. And then, I don't know, the Sunvolt stuff, this is just for you guys over there, kind of a souvenir. Thought you might get a kick out of Medication, that one there. And I think that we've talked enough. I'm going to get over there. You just, Loki, make up something, or you pick up the needle. Yeah, just, we got to start this at the beginning, only because of the synthetic sea sounds. Here it is, coming up. Santo and Johnny.
And we'll see you guys next week on Route 78 West.
The Breeze and I.
Mm-hmm.